only had one zuz, mochra was like crushed down a little bit. And therefore, Lenopik, he couldn't exchange it. Nobody wanted to take it. So nobody would give him half of a zuz from it. Like nobody would exchange it for two half of a zuz. So all he had was just one zuz to pay with. And then you don't have to pay a zuz. You don't have to pay a chatzi zuz. So what did he do? Talk alei achrin of Yovna lei. He hit him a second time on the other ear. And now he owes him a whole zuz. So he paid him the zuz. I call upon him after right here when the Rabbanim say kestim, the Rabbanim taka means only a chatzi zuz. The Rabbanim's money is not a money tzuri, it's a money medina, a small amount of money. It's only a money d'iraisa, that means a lot. And then it says what? Shloshim shalevid, or chamishim shloinus shamafat, the Mishnah says. So a tzu lovely was that to repeat over again and saying again, money tzuri. Hotel says when you raise your money tzuri. So when it says, oinus the moist shame ritza, that's the chidish of here. Because so otherwise, talk about that, I would have thought to say, kivun like siv bushkolim, the Torah doesn't say clearly 50 shkolim. Is then I would have thought to say Zuzibiyam, anything you pay is enough. Kamash Lano, the Meluk Yalif Madodi, learn that one from the other. Then the Torah gives us chum, whenever the Torah says you have to pay a certain amount, we say that amount always means a mona tzuri. So even by Moshe Shem, the Torah just says mona, 100, but doesn't say shkolim, kesef. Still we learn now, since it says a chum, whenever the Torah says an exact amount, we always say that means mona tzuri. This is what chutz min hashkolim. When you pay the machtes hashekel, that you can't give shavah kesef. You have to give dafke shkolim. Tony will learn chutz min hashkolim. When you pay shkolim, you have to give exactly a shekel, a machtes hashekel, or ma'iser. Hu adin by ma'iser also when you pay the ma'iser sheni, and hu adin v'rayin when you buy a korban oiler for the oiler riyah. So shkolim b'tanan mitzarfen shkolim davunis v'vnei ma'aser yaderech. That shkolim can only change over to this coin davunis. Only because you have to carry it up to the Rishcha. But otherwise you can't exchange it into any other coins. You would actually have to give a machzor shekel. You have to take the money with you. You can't take shava kesef, it has to be coins. For a Ryan, you buy an oilish riyah. Tan Rabbi Yosef, shlo yovi sigal azara. You know how to bring a figure, a dead coin, to the azara. Or she says, sigal kesef sigal letvua. Like you can't bring coins that wasn't carved out yet. Like you can't bring some a metal-based kli. You have to bring a complete matbeya, good coin. You have to use for the shriya. When you buy the korban, you have to pay money with coins. You can't use some a piece of metal like shava kesef. It has to be vidafka kesef. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf min aleph here by the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, "Ein poydin loy biavodim." When you go to do the mitzvahs pidyon haben, that you have to give the five saloyim to the kohen, so you can't give him, even though we have before, you can give him with shavah kesef. So it doesn't have to be dafka five mona. It could also be b'shavah kesef value, but you can't give him these three things. You can't give him loy biavodim, can't give him an eved. For loy b'shtars, you can't redeem him with a star. If you have a star chovis, like a check, somebody owes you money, and you want to get a star, and you give it over to the kohen, even though it's the value of five slum, it's no good. For lebi kakoyis, you can't give a piece of karka to a pidyon haben. We'll see in the Gemara why minds from the klal of prat to klal that these things are no good for pidyon haben. Then the Mishnah also says v'loy behegdish, and the Havim in the Gemara says it means you can't be poydu with hegdish or pshita. So it comes up, it means behegdish means the same thing. If you have something that's hegdish and you want to redeem it from hegdish to be poydu it, so you can give money or shavah kesef, but you cannot be paid the hegdish with one of these three things, not with avodim, not with shtar, not with kakois. Now, what's going to be kosav lakoyin shuchayiv, lita chamishim slayim? Let's say you write a shtar chayivai to the koyin, but your mechayiv is said to give to the koyin five slayim. Slochari is chayiv lita noy. You have a chayiv to give to him. Since you wrote a shtar, you are mechayiv yourself with the shtar, you have to give him the five slayim. You have to give it to him. But the Chiddush here is, Ein Bino Ein Podri. That, should I have written? Yeah. So, Chai Bito Lai Ubnein A Podri. But even after you pay him the five slayim, Mishnah, still your son is not Podri, the mitzvah is not Chal. And the more we explain why, it's a Dindra Rabbanim, it's exactly like we're afraid, maybe people will say that you were Podri with the Shtar, not with the money. So, after Midra Rabbanim, you still have to give the Kohen another five slayim. That's called, even though you have to give the kohen, but still the bnei in the podi.
Lefikach, therefore, im rotza ha-koyin litel le-dematon ha-rishoi, if the koyin wants to return to you these first five slain that you give him, he has a right to. Rashi says, lefikach, there means since we say chayv litel le-hislayim, im rotza ha-koyin litel le-melachzirin le-dematon, the koyin wants to return to you for present rishoi. But the kantach litel has no other takona, though, like there's no other way that you have to pay him once this, and then you have to pay him a second time. Just if the Kohen wants to return it, he could return it to you. But the chiyuv upon the Yisrael now was to pay the Kohen twice to his slain. What's going to be now? Hamafrish pidyon bnei. You set aside money, you set aside his slain to be paid to your son. V'yavat, and then you lost it. Before you gave it to the Kohen, the Yisrael, the father, lost the money. Slochus chayiv achrisai. You still have to give the Kohen another five slain. You have a chayiv achrisai. It's your obligation to make sure it gets to the Kohen. Shinema, because the pasuk says yir lecho or poda tifta. It says yir or yir loch. It says it should be to you. Rashi says kishir loch hapidyon, that when the money is to Aaron, to the kohen, oz yir poda, then the pidyon is chal. And this pasuk Rashi is talking about Aaron omale rachmona. The Torah is saying clearly that when the kohen has the money, that's when the mitzvah is chal. See, if the Yisrael lost the money before it got to the kohen, it wasn't a kind of mitzvah. So it's left to give the Kohen another five slain. The Gemara says, "Yishno mas nisin to like Rebbe." Our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tanya would learn like this in the Gemara in Shavuos that Rebbe says, "Da'akol toydin b'chorodim." You could redeem your son from a Kohen with anything, any shavah kesef. He owes even karaka, even avodim you could give. Chutz min ashtaros. The only thing you can't redeem with is only a shtar. If you have a piece of paper that says that somebody owes you five slayim, so that shtar you cannot give over to the Kohen. Shtar is no good. So Morris says, so that's not like our Mishnah. The Morris says, what's the machlokes like? Like my time of the Rebbe, what's the pshat from Rebbe? So I tell you, Rebbe darshens these psukim dorish ribuy amiyutai. He darshens these psukim apidyon aben with the koyach of a ribuy and a miyut. And it's like this. The pasuk says, upaduya uptuyav miben chodesh. You should redeem him when he's a month old. So tifta, some take out the word tifta, but that's ribuy. It says, b'duyim ben chodesh mashm, anything. Any way you want to redeem your son, you could redeem him. Then it says, b'yekach ha-kesef. It says, no, it has to use kesef. So we have the girsa chamesh ha-skolim, the shita says, take it out. But the ikur says, b'yekach ha-kesef. You have to use kesef, mashm silver, or coins you have to use. That's a miyat, mashm only coins. Hay sloim you could use for pigging a ben. Then the pastor says again, tipodeh, Ribuy says again, Tipodi, we mount again everything. If so, it comes out, it's called the Ribuy or Miyat for Ribuy. If so, Ribuy Hakol. When you dash into Torah with the Ribuy or Miyat for Ribuy, the Ribuy includes everything, Ribuy Hakol. My Ribuy, what are we including here? Ribuy Komili, anything you want to be paid, any Shav or Kesef is good. As long as it's worth, Hey Sloyim. Or Man Miyat, I, the Pesach, does say Kesef, what is it coming to exclude? Miyat Storis, is excluding Storis, that's the least. Shtar itself is not worth anything. It's not called kesef at all. It's only with the shtar you could get kesef. But it itself is not worth. It doesn't have shavis of kesef. Therefore, shtaros is the least. Therefore, we remind you can't be paid with shtaros. That's pshat and Rebbe. Now, what's pshat the rabbanim from our Mishnah? So, most of the rabbanim, they dash in the same sukkim with the klal of klal aprat. And therefore, it's like this. So, p'tu yevni ben chodesh, that's a klal. Mash many things. Then it says Be'ekach Kesef, and it says Mishkolim, that's a prop, mashma only Kesef and nothing else. Then Tipode, it says again, is Chozer Klal, so it comes out Klal or Prat or Klal, so then we say, Iyata Ben Yala Kena Prat, it can only be Ma'av is something that's like the Prat, and it's like this, Ma'a Prat, Mefurish Dover HaMetautol, the Gufa Mamin, just like the Prat, is something that you can move around, Kesef is something that's Metautol. And it's also Gufa moment in itself, it's Gufa's worth something. So Av Kol, anything you want to be mad, has to be like this. Av Kol Dovra Matata that's moved around, the Gufa moment. Therefore, Yotze Kakoy is to use with Karka land that's no good, Shein Matatlin. You can't move land around. Yotze Avodin, an Evid Kanani, even though an Evid you could move around, but always klali is shehukshle kakoyis, and Evid Kanani has a same halacha like karka. The Rashi says, "Vasev v'snachalta moisam." And Evid Kanani is like karka, like land. And also, thirdly, is you could collect moist the shtar, but not in itself as money. That's just from our Mishnah. We dash from the Torah as a klal, a proper klal. Now, it comes out, Rabbi holds no, we dash from the Torah, the miyat, the ribli. Ribli and miyat. So, Mara says, Omele Ravina Lemreina. So, Ravina is the question to Mreina. The Rebbe, is it true? I was saying that Rebbe Rebuya Miyat Darish, that Rebbe Darshan the Torah with this klal of a ribli and a miyat. I have already clearly prati dorish, but find the place that Rabbi Yosef dashins with the klal of prat. The lech was by matzeya. When you have an eved ivri that says he wants to work more than 6 years, he doesn't want to leave, so he takes his ear, we pierce his ear. So the tiny learn like this. It says matzeya. That's a metal tool. So ain't liyela matzeya, only a metal tool the mamash appears made to pierce with. Internet that's the Rashi says that's a cut. That's for yamach or needle for yamakadeach any type of a hole maker, for your michtav or a pen. I don't know, all these things are also good. Talmudim, the first success, the lokachto is lerab is called dovah shenukach. Biyad, anything you take in your hands. Give Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudi. This is where Rabbi Yosef Yehudi learns that even though Torah says matzeya, that's only a miyut, but there's a ribui for lokachas, the mashma, anything you take in your hand, you could use to pierce the ear with. Now, Rabbi says no. Matzeh, the Torah says this metal tool to pierce the ear with. Mar matzeh, just like this metal tool. Meyuchet shomatchis is a special metal tool that you can use to pierce with. Is af kol shomatchis, any other type of a metal clue, a metal needle you could use. But not a wooden, not a splinter, not a kite you can't use. So it's a matzeh, if you use a splinter or a kite or a wooden clue to pierce the ear with it. The Armenian we saw over there, the Mikemeth, what's the Machlaikah said over there, the Mikemeth Lagi? So we say like this, Rabbi Dorish Klali Prati. Rabbi Dashim the Klal with the Klal of Prat. And therefore, Klal of Prat is only Kena Prat. But you're not the Matzeh, Shomatchis, anything that's a metal tool. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, no Dorish Ribu Yomiyat. So therefore, with the Miyat, we only take out a little bit. But we marvel everything. So, we see that Rebbe himself also dashes the Torah with a klal of prat, a klal. So where's the kasha? Rashi Rashi says, "Uman miyut miyut sam." It excludes you can't use medicine. You can't put a medicine there or sam or safe to pierce a hole. It has to be with a tool, but any tool is good. The company we see Rebbe dashes here with a klal of prat, a klal. Sarkam by yes, but Pidgin Rebbe dashes it with a ribui. Smurah says, "In yes, it's true." The Yalm all over Rebbe also holds Kloli Prati Dorish, the way you dash in terms of the Klal of Prat. But the Hoch over here, the reason why by Pidgin and Benny dashing with the Rebbe and Miyat, to the Tanan of Rebbe Yishmael, the Tanan of Rebbe Yishmael, Bamayim Bamayim Shtei Pamim, is Ain the Klal of Prat. Here it's a Hoch by Simonim, by Mayim and Bamayim, that which fish is kosher, so to show you make it into Klal of Prat or not. So usually Klal of Prat, the Torah first writes the Klal, then it writes the prat, and then it writes the klal later. What about the Torah writes the two klalim together, and the prat comes later? That's called mayim or mayim, it says over there. And then it first says the prat later. So it's a shayim over here, Rebbe holds we don't dash in the klal of prat or klal, but only over here we dash them with a ribui or miyat. Because if the Torah wanted it to be a klal or prat, it should have put the prat in between the two klalim. So I tell you, is Ainz a klal of prat? El ribui umiyat. So it's the same shot here also. In the pasuk of Pidgin ben Uptuim ben Chodesh Tipodeh, it says these two klalim one after another. And the miyat of Bekach HaKesef first says later. That's why over here Rebbe holds that we do not dashna with a klal of prat a klal, but rather we dashna with a ribui umiyat. So the Moritz Kashi is solved Rabbonin. What do you do about Rabbon? How could they dashna with a klal of prat a klal? Either the prat is not in between the two klalim. It's first two klalim and then the prat. So where it says, so what? For Rabban and Amri, could the Armin of my Rebbe, the same as Yisrael, that Komokim Shah to Moitzi Shtei Klolis, wherever you find the Torah says two Klolis, Hasnuchim Zelazer next to one another, and the Prat is first later or way before, so the Kedin is, Hito Prat, we have a right to put that Prat as if it was, Benayim, between the two Klolim, and Rabban and Meklal of Prat, so it's Machloika, even though the Klol, but since in this two, it's still a Klol of Proklol. Yeah. Everywhere it says, the Mishnah says, Leibek Deisha, not Hegdish either. So the Havamina was that you can't be Poyder a Ben, a Pidyon a Ben with Hegdish. But the Mar Pshita, Lavdi Deinyan, who Hegdish doesn't belong to you, Pshita can't use it to be Poyder a Ben. Everywhere it says, the other side of this, Aimon, for Leibek Deisha is Bechol Eilu. The same thing applies if you want to be.